Asthma is the leading serious chronic illness among children under 10, and once considered to be a rare disease in the elderly, it's now being diagnosed in record numbers. Asthma has now become such a prevalent condition that it actually costs over $14 billion annually. Asthma is actually the Greek word that means difficulty breathing. It's a chronic inflammatory disorder of the bronchial tubes, characterized by episodes of shortness of breath, chest tightness, racing heart, flared nostrils, mucus production, wheezing, and coughing. In asthma, the lung airways become red, swollen, and then full of mucus. They actually constrict. Now, in the case of an asthma attack, bronchial spasms constrict the airways, and those spasms make breathing difficult. Asthma isn't a problem of breathing in, but it really is a problem of breathing out because the lungs' tiny airways become narrowed due to the inflammation and clogged with the excess mucus, so those little airways aren't able to expel the air and the toxins that are associated with asthma out the way that it needs to. Asthma is closely tied to the immune system, and particularly the part of the immune system called the humora. The humoral immunity is controlled by cell signaling chemicals such as cytokines, which turn on and turn off the activity of various cells such as the mast cells and the B cells. Allergic allergens bind to the mast cells, and what the result is that the immune system response, because of this allergen that's actually bound to these mast cells and to the B cells, actually creates an inflammatory response, which then causes the constriction, the red and the swelling, and then the mucus buildup in the bronchial tubes themselves. Asthma attacks come in the form of episodes, and these episodes can be set off by a variety of triggers. Some people can experience episodes that are mild to moderate with infrequency in the episodes themselves. Others experience more serious episodes that require the medical treatment. And then also what it can be is the episodes not only are more serious, they're more frequent. An episode itself may pass quickly or can last more than a day. Sometimes there's something called second wave symptoms associated with asthma, and these will occur suddenly, and they're surprisingly intense. This kind of asthma attack can really be more severe and actually much more dangerous than the initial attack, and in some cases it can actually last 4 weeks. By identifying your asthma triggers, you can actually lessen the intensity and the frequency of the episodes, and ultimately, by really keeping track of your triggers of your asthma and being able to eliminate them from your environment, you can actually avoid having asthma attacks altogether.